It's Ken Liner with Courier News, talking with Anderson County Commission Chairman Tracy Wandell. You are kind of the, I guess, the expert, as it were, on the Bull Run steam plant shutdown, the testing. I know with the COVID lockdown, everything, it seems like the world stopped, but actually there is work going on. And part of that is to do with TVA and the Bull Run plant. How is that going? How's that progressing?
It's still moving along, of course. I haven't heard any recent updates. Last I knew, the TDEC, Tennessee Department of Environment Conservation, was going to make a ruling on whether they would allow for a waterway to be moved or changed for the proposed idea TVA had to put it on the corner of New Henderson, the property they acquired from some homeowners over there. So waiting on that ruling from the Tennessee Department of Environment Conservation, my hope is that they do not move it over there and they keep it on site, or move it totally out of the county to a different location.
When now that the meetings the county commission meetings will be held, I guess, virtually something like Zoom, how is that? Is that affecting the way you all are actually conducting business?
You know, I've attended a couple of committee meetings. I'm not a member of the budget committee, but I just wanted to sit in to see how it went. I thought it went really well. I sent in on the operation meeting with chairman of that committee, Chairman Isabel, who did a great job, and I thought that went well. So, you know, I feel like it'll have some effect for sure, but the main point for us in this virtual situation is to ensure that the business of the county continues forward, and, you know, we take care of the business in front of us. But as it relates to the Bull Run issue, I think Commissioner Fritz had made a motion at our last meeting to extend the timeline we have with the law director on the Jackson Law, where we had the public hearing and spoke to TVA and TDEC and residents. And so we still have that in front of us, and hopefully we won't have to have many more virtual meetings. I'm hopeful we can get back to the table and start back up.
Are there any concerns, items before any of the committees or the county commission that you need, like, it would be more advantageous to have more people there speaking or you know, coming to the microphone and asking questions?
Well, we're going to have the ability for that, for the public to speak and citizens to speak during our virtual meeting. So, you know, it's important to all of us that the citizens have access and are able to communicate with us. Obviously, we're going to have some type of mechanism where, my understanding is, with Brian Young, our IT director, he's going to allow the citizens to come into a room, and then they'll be brought in to speak on certain issues, you know, as we go. My intent, and I think the commission's intent, is to allow just the same normal process. We always allow our citizens to speak, and we're going to try to give them that 3 minute for any item that's not on the agenda up front like normal, and then we'll get right into the meeting and go that process.
The county has limited access entrance ways into the courthouse to one door. Is that something that the commission would look at maybe doing permanently?
I think so. I know that the judges have always, the security committee and the judges have always requested that. It's something we struggled with a long time, but I see that could be a possible scenario where we would have one entry into the courthouse that would provide more security for everyone in the courthouse. And that's something that's been asked of the commission for several years now.
And now, sort of on a different subject, you have a senior, a son. This has been the strangest spring 2019-2020 school year. How is that affecting you as as how do you think that's affecting him, and how do you think it's affecting other seniors?
That's a great question. I guess from my perspective, it obviously never experienced anything like this, but it just it's a struggle. It's something that you as a parent, you don't want for your children to not be able to experience their senior year. And, you know, yes, him and many others experienced, I guess, majority of the school year, I guess, but, you know, he's on the baseball team, so he's going to miss that. I have a nephew who's on the soccer team, and he's going to miss that. And of course, all the kids, they're missing a lot of different things. And, you know, you got your prom, you got your graduation, and what I hear, the school's going to do something on the graduation. I'm interested to hear about that and how they plan to do it. But from my son's perspective, from what I can tell, you know, he's staying engaged with the schoolwork, which I like. I think he misses his friends. He misses that engagement at school. But he's doing okay. My middle schooler, she's, you know, doing her schoolwork. And I do believe it's a struggle for all of them, because it's, you know, the sense of normalcy that you have, you know, the routine, and that routine has changed and been yanked away, and then you got to figure out how to deal with it. But they seem to be doing a good job. And I guess on the upside, if I had to say something positive, is it's made our family be a lot more closer in terms of taking the time to talk to each other and interact, have dinner together, and express our feelings more with each other, where as before, we're all just kind of running our normal race of whatever it's business, school, activities. So from that perspective, I really like that.
Is there any other subject you want to touch on, you want to talk about?
You know, I guess wanted to talk on the school and the sheriff. You know, they've done a great job, and the mayor's done a great job, and I really want to thank all of those who've helped, the first responders. And, you know, Commissioner Isabel and Commissioner Denenberg have done a great job and putting a lot of time, and Commissioner Isabel doing the work, making these protective PPE gear for our first responders. And I appreciate all they've done. But I also appreciate my wife and her friend Linda Bowles and many others. I don't know all of the people that have been making masks, but I know that there's a lot of them out there providing this. And, you know, I've liked that. But back to the schools, you know, I had questions, and I appreciate our interim finance director, Robbie Holbrook, and the mayor, and Dr. Parrott. Some of my questions were related to cost savings, such as utilities and many other items, contracts we may not be having to work in. So it got me thinking about the cost and, you know, the various variable cost and fixed costs. My understanding is any funds that weren't expended for various items will be placed into a code that can be used for next year. And you know, it looked like Dr. Parrott and his team are all on top of that. So I know our sheriff has mentioned, and I believe the jail population's down, so there's another savings, if you look at it that way, I guess. So there's little things here and there that are positives, I guess. You know, you try to take away from it. So everybody's got their hands on the situation, and the sheriff and director of schools and the mayor and Robbie, and just trying to follow that along. Our sales tax dollars are up still. I think the mayor sent out something yesterday, and I looked at it. We're 154% up in sales tax dollars versus last year. Mayor thinks that could be a lot of the UCOR project, and of course all the new retail shops we have from Oak Ridge, even into Clinton now. We all have seen a lot of expansion over the years. It might not seem like it because it goes up, but there's been a lot of good positive sales money coming in for sales taxes, so that's good. But we got to be cautious because I'm worried that our revenue may drop off and then we'll find ourselves in a bad situation. So I really want to hope that we can control our spending and stay focused till this COVID pandemic is over, and then we get back to normalcy, I hope.
There's been this has been a scary time. The pandemic is rattled a lot of people. I think we've had excellent leadership in our county, and that includes you and the county commission. You all have stayed a steady course. You've done things smartly, and I know everyone appreciates that.
I appreciate you saying that. It certainly, I probably had a knee-jerk reaction on the front end. I was ready to shut everything down and just be done with it, but I think mayor and everyone involved, as you said, the full commission, all the department heads. I've really, really been impressed with the department heads and how they've managed their departments and the actions they've taken, whether it's the trustee, registered deeds, clerk, or zoning, or whatever department it may have been. They've all taken action as they saw fit to protect not only the citizens, which is the first and foremost, but also their employees. And so it has been good. You know, I find myself at times just, and I imagine many others do, you just sit there and sometimes you just think, man, what's going on? Why is this happening? What's happening? So for me, it's made me get back more into my faith, and I've been attending more church online. Not proud to say that I hadn't attended church very much before that. Kind of got away from it, so it's been helpful for me to get back into the faith, and that's helped me out a lot.
Commissioner Wandell, I do appreciate your time. I appreciate your work, and the county is very, very lucky to have you and our other leaders.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate all you do, and I appreciate that article you did on my son. I really do.
No worries, sir. You have a great day.
All right, take care. See you.
Bye.